Today is the 12th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, rainy, cold day. So, we are well into November now. I think there's probably, less than 6 weeks to go before the end of the year. By the time you know it, it will be Christmas. In fact, can I just say it is exactly 12, did I say 12 weeks? It's exactly 4 weeks till my birthday, 12th of December. So once that hits, I know, right, we are definitely at the end of the year. I mean, how could you not be? I was born in December. But with all that said, I had an amazing weekend. It was a restful weekend. I finally got my voice back and we are going to worship God this morning, this afternoon, this evening. So with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off, and our verse of the day comes from 1 John 2:15-16, and it says this: do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eye, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And so, Father, give us wisdom, Holy God, to invest in you and things that matter. We confess to you that our eyes and our hearts are often distracted by the glitzy stuff that is temporary. By your Spirit, O Father, stir our heart to yearn for you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Welcome to the worship family. This is all about cultivating a culture of worship. And same way that Max said that every home needs to have a computer, every home must worship God. And not just any God, but the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I want to personally thank you for joining in this session today. And so when I was preparing for these podcasts for the rest of this week, I was thinking, what did I want to focus on? And God, what is it that you want me to touch on this week? And all I could hear was faithfulness. God's faithfulness. And now I know today is Monday. And so what we usually do on Mondays is we usually take the time out to thank God for the week past and the week ahead. And we're going to do that. But I also want you to thank him for his faithfulness. I want you to thank him for being faithful in your life, in your home, in your finances, in your health. I want you to begin to thank him for everything he has done. He has never let us down because he is a faithful God. So family, wherever you are right now, whatever time of day you're listening to this, will you begin to lift up your voice and just thank him? Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his loving kindness. Thank him for being God. Thank him for who he is. He is majestic. He is mighty. He is glorious. He is awesome. Powerful. Begin to lift up your voice and thank him. Thank him for the fact that you woke up this morning. That he wrote your name in the book of those who would rise up today and see another day. Father, we glorify you. We honor you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this moment. We want to cherish this moment that we get to spend with you. Just begin to lift up your voice. Just begin to thank your King. Just begin to thank your Father. He is the father to the fatherless, and he is the husband to every widow. That is the kind of God we serve. just want you to know that He wants to father you, and He wants to love you. He wants to care for you. He wants to be faithful to you. He wants a relationship with you. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. So before you were even conceived, before your parents were even conceived, before your parents' parents were even conceived, God already kept His covenant. To those who love Him and keep His commandments. So as we keep His commandments, and as we trust in Him, as we follow Him for 1,000 generations, and if not more, He will continue to keep His commandments and His steadfast love. The generations following after us will love our Lord, will love this God, will go hard for this God, will fight for this God.
Father, I glorify your name.
Your steadfast love, O God, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Psalms 36, verse 5. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you? Who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? Psalms 89, verse 8. Who is that for? Who is that for? O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around? Who is questioning God? Who is doubting God? Who's looking up and feeling like they've been abandoned, and they feel like they're trapped or they're back to a wall? I pose this to you today. Who is as mighty as our God, with faithfulness all around? All around. sometimes I have no words to say other than thank you. Other than, who am I that you are mindful of me? Who am I that you are even thinking of me? So Lord, here is my worship. Take all of my worship. Here I am, O God, take all of me. Take all of me. Take all of me. Oh, Father, we glorify you, we magnify you. We just bask in your presence right now. We bask in your word and in your faithfulness. In your love. We surround ourselves with your love and your faithfulness. And so our prayer this week is, Heavenly Father, you alone are worthy of all worship and praise, and we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart may be honoring and pleasing to you throughout this day, for you are a great and a faithful God. Thank you that in Christ Jesus we can come before your throne of grace wherever we are, and no matter what time it is, for in him we can offer our prayers and supplications to you, knowing that Christ laid down his life for us. For that in him we can lay our life before you in holiness and righteousness and all of our days. Lord, we want to be the person you would have us be. And we thank you that your faithfulness is new every morning. As we step out into this new day, we ask that we are enabled through Christ to live out the events of our day in a way that is acceptable to you. Thank you for the many faithful and true promises that you have given to us and to each of your children. Guide us into all truth today, and may we walk in the way of righteousness to your praise and glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family and thank you so much for joining us today. If you are new, please, 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 reach out to me. If you're listening for the first time, or if you have listened for the first time and you want to reach out to me, please, please, please just slide into my DMs. You can find me on Instagram at JC May. I would love to connect with you and get to know you and just kind of keep an eye on you, just to make sure that you are okay. And if there's anything else I can help you with, please, please, please do ask. And so the biggest thing that is happening here, Heart of Worship family, is the call. Now the call is literally, I think, about 80 days away now, and it will be taking place on the 1st of February 2019. Doors open at 6:30 for service to start at 7:30. I am excited. I am truly excited about this. When God gave me this vision, he gave me this vision for a reason, and I am running with it. So prices are currently at £20, and as of the 19th of November they will go up to £25. Group tickets are currently at £18, and I believe as the 19th of November they go up to £22. So guys, please get your tickets while they are at this price. You only have this week to get them, and then they go up. And the way that you can get them is in the link in my bio at JC May on Instagram. But with all that said, I'm going to love you and leave you and see you tomorrow. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, stay blessed, have an amazing day, and remember, your God is faithful. See you soon.